welcome Ryan Karkachuk back to the studio. And not that I mind talking to you on the phone, but good to see you again.
Yeah, this is great to be back in here, and feels like the season's approaching.
In summer attire, feeling good, looking good?
Yeah, it feels good. Beautiful out there, and it's nice to get out and get it to Flin Flon and come see you.
Well, it's interesting. We're going to talk, I guess, a lot of different things today, but we're on the cusp of having a whole whack of sports come back. The NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, we'll get to that. CFL, we're hoping. You and I, big CFL fans, as people in this country really should be. It's a wonderful product. But speaking of football, the Creighton Kodiaks, I know the last time I talked to you, Ryan, and certainly don't want to, I won't give you the opportunity to talk about this, but you had indicated to me that you and the, I guess, other governors, so-called, of the league come together, and a schedule has been put together.
Yeah, we met about 2 weeks ago. All the coaches and it was the Saskatchewan High School Athletic Association came together, and we made a schedule. We do have the two tiers again, which is what the league wanted, and tier one is where we are, and that becomes we're eligible to play in provincials. The other tier is not; they just play amongst themselves. But it was nice to bring Etappacoop into our tier this year. They beat out Pinehouse last year in the play-in game. After we were playing Birch Hills at the time, they played the play-in game, and Etappacoop got the right to come to tier one, and Pinehouse will move to tier two this year. So it's great to see. We get to play them right on the first game of the year in Etappacoop. So it's a reserve just outside of Shelbrooke, for those who don't know. And it's going to be good to see new field and new team. And of course, Sandy Bay and Cumberland, our rivals, are the other teams that round off. But we're excited. There's a different format this year. Only one team will be represented from the north. Only one team will be represented from each conference. So that's a new change, and I think it's really going to be a new cool system, the way they have it with both the 1A and the 2A football conferences coming together, and then they branch out into the provincial playoffs. So I think it's going to be entertaining, and we hope that this year that we're the team that represents the North.
And I imagine the whole philosophy is to cut down the amount of travel, right?
Yeah, that has been the biggest problem, as a lot of teams have said, is the travel. And, the thing about the North is we can't avoid the travel. So, we'll see what future years bring, whether we have to branch out. The rumor is that 1A and 2A are going to become together. And that would mean that a team like us would have to, probably geographically get put in with a team like Hudson Bay, Priestville, Kamsack, and that kind of East Saskatchewan
that
corner.
That wouldn't be too bad.
And it's not too bad. And, Cumberland with Carrot River and Watson and those types of teams. So they're drawing things out, and they've kind of give us hints to be prepared. On the west side, you go to the Unity and Wilkie and all those teams out there. So, it's the way they're moving, but it's also for different, not just football, but basketball, volleyball. It's the way they're branching, and they want to make travel more better for everybody and less time on the buses and things like that. So we'll roll with the punches, but for this year, we'll try to represent the North one more time.
So Attakakoop, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Anyway, you'll start there, the new team, and I know we talk about this every year you come in, but you are a guy that likes to start on the road your first game.
I always said that, yeah. I think it's great to be at home, and I think the players love to be at home, but at the same time, that first home game is a lot of preparation, and it's tough on the school and things like that when you're only 2 days into the school system. So when I see the schedule and I see us on the road, each team makes recommendations, and we're like one of the only teams that ever want to start on the road, so we always seem to grant that. But it's nice to get on the road and just get our feet wet and gel as a team. I don't know if other coaches have told you, Hardy, but you gel more into a group and a family when you go on a road. So that's kind of my philosophy there. And then it's cool that we come back the following week and school's kind of in play and everyone's working and everyone's back into their jobs, and we have our home game the following Wednesday.
Well, COVID-19's been the talk of the world. It's certainly slowed down the sports world, like we kind of talked about. Your season was already over, but, it's kind of prevented you from getting going. Where is the I know that the football fields, I guess, technically opened yesterday. Program-wise, how tough is it going to I know that you've got a lot of guys coming back from last year's club. I get that. But putting your program together, How tough is it going to be to go about doing that?
Well, it's tough. Right now, the football field's open, so that's great. But right now, every sport governing body in our province has been asked to develop a plan to return to sport. So football, just like any other sport, is sending in a plan to the government response team to return football back. When we see those guidelines and when we hear that is when we know we can officially start. And so that will mean like how we set up a practice, you know, how we have to socially distance in the locker room, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of what we're waiting on right now. Technically, as of right now, you know, the football field's open. My guys can go out there and throw the ball around. I've seen some of that. I am allowed to spring, you know, if I do decide to go about it, the school will have to allow me to do that. But there will be, at this point in time, the government has said absolutely no contact.
Right.
So that's where the biggest barrier right now that I'll have to see. Now, as a coach, I still have to do all the ordering for this year. We want to bring in some new wrinkles with some new equipment and things like that, decals for our helmets. So I'm doing status quo for that. And it's tough because, you know, I'm trying to build a game plan as early as now for the players that I have. And, you know, at the same time, it would be devastating if we get the news in September that we can't play. And, you know, honestly, right now, I would say it's 50-50. You know, it's that much in the air. And it even hurts even more because I'm so excited to build a game plan because I have just a fantastic team coming back with my offense the way it is. You know, it's a joy for me to develop a, you know, 100 new plays or 50 new plays with this group that's coming back. So that's what I plan to do.
You know, it's interesting what can happen because I know what, even 2 weeks ago, things were looking so promising. And unfortunately, Saskatchewan has had a whole 35 new cases, like we were talking about off the air. And they've had some up north and down south. So I don't want to get too political here today. It's a sports show. But maybe they've let things go too quickly. I mean, we're getting a lot of cases, and it could really end up putting a real monkey wrench into a lot of stuff.
It does, and I've never seen something before. Well, we'll never see nothing like this again, but I've never seen nothing where it changes daily, Hardy. Like, you know, one day you feel so optimistic, and then the next day you think, geez, we're two steps down again. And when it comes to sports, you know, and the contact and just the amount of people have to be together, it worries me. You know, but at the same time, when you hear, you know, the Saskatchewan High School Athletic Association lets you know that, you know, they think that, you know, contact sports are going to come back. You know, that makes me feel good when I get into those meetings and I hear the people that are making the decisions feel optimistic. That makes me optimistic. The problem is when you see the news, whether it's local Saskatchewan or north, you know, or southern based in the States, it's hard not to think, geez, how are they going to pull this off? And I guess we're going to get to see some of the other sports come back here right away, whether it's, you know, baseball, hockey, basketball here in the middle of July. And I think it's really going to dictate how it kind of filters down and, you know, how are they able to handle with all this stuff? And then we'll see.
I just hope people continue to use common sense. So you're going to go on the road, like we said, to Attakaku. Home opener, Sandy Bay, which has been a good rival, probably your biggest rival since you came in.
Well, it's closest, but I'd like to say Cumberland because we've played Cumberland the last 3-4 years in
Sandy
the final.
Sandy Bay did beat you a couple years ago, though, didn't they?
They did in Sandy Bay, and they threw a big train wreck into our season. That was the first game of the year on that year. So, yeah, I remember.
They had a good club.
They did.
Anyway, you open up against them. That'll be the 16th projected home opener, and we're, of course, praying that all this goes down.
Yes.
Some good kids coming back. We'll chat about that before we switch gears and talk other sports.
Yes.
Blake Alexander attended a football camp with then Winnipeg quarterback Matt Nett. Where's he now? Toronto?
Yes, he's in Toronto. Yes.
Anyway, it was a great opportunity for him. And anyway, Blake is a great kid, good athlete. He kicks, he throws the ball. The first guy, there's a guy in Montreal he used to do both. They watched his old Grey Cup games and he would do both. The name will come to me. I'll have to Google it here before you leave, but tremendous player to build your team around.
You bet. And we had Brady Carmichael and Blake Alexander go to the Regina Thunder. You know, it was a camp for all six-man football players. It's for a team, Saskatchewan team, to play against a U.S. game. And they did very well. And, you know, Blake has been asked by, you know, some of the teams in Manitoba and some of the other clubs to get that kicking leg going because, you know, yesterday I was able to go in the football field, which looked fantastic, nice green grass. And we taped Blake kicking from all different angles to send into Manitoba to get a look at. No, not really so much how far he kicks, but his technique has caught eyes. And, you know, he's a bigger guy, and he can kick it super far, and he's a quarterback, which kind of helps as well. And he's just an all-around good guy. And he's the type of player that I really wish that, you know, get their grade 12 season in. We have about six grade 12s this year, but they're all extremely athletic. I'm just praying that things, we can have a season for those guys.
I was just about to Google it, Ryan. I don't have to. Sonny Wade.
Sonny Wade, eh?
Montreal Alouettes kicker quarterback, the last guy that did both that I could think of. Now, that's pretty good memory.
That is good.
I was about to do it. I swear to God, did not have to go. Sonny Wade is the name of that guy. Anyway, we're looking forward to the start of the season. You and I chatted today. It looks like we are going to you would have asked me this yesterday, I would have said no way, but apparently baseball is coming back, but there's a lot to this story.
Yeah, there is, and you know, the players voted against the MLB's proposal, and then MLB, with their right, basically said, no, you're going back to work. They're having a 60-game season starting July 24th, and the players really, they can't really, say no to it. So there will be a baseball season, whether they're happy about it or not, and then there will be a labor stoppage in 2021, but that's far down the line. But baseball will be, it's funny, because no one thought baseball was going to get started, Hardy. Now baseball is going to be the first sport back. Technically, it'll be the first baseball game before basketball, hockey start. So, you know, baseball is going to have the first formal game on July 24th out of the major four sports. And, we'll see how that plays out. But one thing about baseball that's different than the hockey and basketball that people won't realize is, you know, they're going to jump on a plane and they're going to travel to each city. Where basketball, we know, is in Orlando, and hockey's still going to announce their two hub cities, so they're going to be bubbled. Baseball won't be, so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
And I'm assuming there's no spring training now, because originally that was the plan. They're still going to get together and do kind of a spring training to get the guys ready. That's obviously going to be out the window, right?
Well, they're not going to play any games, but they're going to have their camp starting July 1st.
Okay.
So, they're going to be, working out among themselves. But as far as having games, a lead up, they won't be doing that in their Florida/Arizona training facilities, as those have been closed.
Interesting about baseball again, and like you said, the Major League Baseball's foursome. A, the players are so greedy, it's not even funny. But B, what about the fan, Ryan? The average fan's going to find a way. I mean, they've been delaying. The owners have been the ones who have been putting all the proposals together and trying to get this thing going. The players have said, and like you said, basically have been forced to go back and play. Probably will be a labor stoppage next year now. What does that mean to the general fan that likes to take his kids to a game and pay his 20 or 30 bucks? What's he thinking about all this?
Well, that's a good point. First of all, baseball is an older sport when it comes to their clientele.
That would tick me off.
Yeah, you know, it will tick people off. I'm in the stance where if you're a really big sports fan or a team fan, you might hold a grudge, but I think you're going to go back. But at the same time, are they going to lose? They'll have no fans this year. And if they have a labor stoppage and then they go back, I think it'll be way worse than 94, and everybody remembers 94. That's a baseball fan, especially you. Ask the Montreal Expos. Not only that, you're going to see teams that get hurt by this, because you're going to see the Tampa Bay Rays that already couldn't make a go away.
We'll get them go back to Montreal.
Yeah, but you get my point, and I think half the ball fields were empty anyway, so now you're going to lose a little more, and I just don't think baseball can survive this, so they're going to have to be creative. They're going to have to think of new ways to make it hip, and you know, that's for them to figure out.
Well, and I think we'll give an idea by the ratings on TV how people think about it, too, when it does come back.
Well, they're going to have, you're right about that, but geez, they're going to be fighting up against some big major golf tournaments. They're going to be fighting up against the hockey and the basketball. And then if they hit the NFL, I'm obviously an NFL guy, but at the same time, the ratings don't lie. NFL wipes everything out.
Yeah.
So, and then the college sports. Baseball will have their limelight on July 24th because they'll be the first, but it'll be interesting to see this whole 60-game format, and it could be wild. I'll give it that. A team like the Blue Jays, some of those teams that you know wouldn't pan out in 162 games, Hardy, just think of this. You could just go on a crazy streak, and some teams could get in. So it could be wild. It could be fun. And one thing I love about baseball is there's afternoon games, and I think that'll help them too.
Well, they're going to expand the playoff format too, so that could be interesting. We got to get back to football for a moment. Yep. The Canadian Football League, the one league we haven't talked about. There's not much going on.
No.
Randy Ambrosio, who I think is a terrific commissioner, by the way. I think he's done a great job really trying to do to bridge the gap between the fans and the players. And I think he's a wonderful guy. He's up against it. They don't have the big TV contracts that these other major sports groups have. Haven't heard a lot about the CFL lately. Like, what is the plan?
And that's my frustration. I know Randy's trying to do the best he can, and I know all the CFL diehards out there. They're doing TSN, etc. But it's frustrating not hearing anything from them, because that means that things are not progressing maybe the way a fan would like. And that scares me a little bit, because I love the CFL. But at the same time, when you hear Randy talk, you got to feel for his frustration. The border crossings, the American players, the no fans. You know, CFL is really a fan-generated. The TV ratings don't produce for the CFL like the fans do. So you can, I bet you, I don't know all the internal factors like Randy would know, but it's got to be really bothering him that he can't put something together to get this going, just because of all of the barriers he's got to be facing.
Well, and I mean, let's look at the Saskatchewan Roughriders, the most beloved franchise in the league. There are a lot of races there charm, but it's being there live and watching the game. I mean, you take that element away from them and watch the games on TV, you're going to lose. That's just one example I could think of, and I'm sure you've been to games in Regina. I've been to the new stadium. I've been to Taylor Field quite a few times, but there's that special feeling about being there in that historic place.
It is. I was a season ticket holder for 18 years with my family, and it was the best thing I had going up to. I was just so excited to go to a Rough Rider
game. Absolutely.
The atmosphere is what it is, and people, the hardcores would watch on TV, but and I know this is all stadiums. Toronto's you even get this. It's the atmosphere, and the people that don't really love football will go with their husbands or their boyfriends or their girlfriends to support them, because it's such a great atmosphere. You know, you can spend 3 hours there. You can walk around. You can have some few drinks. You can just check in thing. You might not even be a football diehard, but you always leave the game saying, geez, I definitely want to go back. When you watch it on TV, it's not the same appeal, you know, and that's the problem the CFL is having. And you're not going to get 30,000 Rider fans watching it all on TV as you would at the stadium.
We talk about the best atmosphere in Saskatchewan. Who would you say has got the second best atmosphere? I'll tell you who I've heard, and it might surprise you.
Well, I've been to Eskimo game, and I've been to the Stampeder game, and it's not even close to Saskatchewan. I'll say that. You know, Edmonton's got a huge stadium, so maybe it has something to do with it. But I would say what I've heard, and John Clark told me this, but he says Hamilton's absolutely crazy.
I hear Hamilton.
I would have guessed Winnipeg, because I've seen it on TV.
Winnipeg is good.
But I've heard Hamilton is, they're right on top of you. They're those hard steel workers, and they're that hard helmet mentality group where they just enjoy their football and their contact. So that's what I've heard, but are you going to surprise me here?
Montreal, since they've gone with the college kids and the atmosphere there, most of them aren't even watching the game, Ryan. They're just having a great time hanging out. Used to play in big Olympic Stadium. Of course, they couldn't. Was just a dead place to watch it. That college field in Montreal, I know people gone. It's apparently an electric atmosphere there. And they're doing tailgating before the games. They really make it a big event there.
Well, yeah.
They just don't have, the thing is probably why people don't realize it, because they only seat so many. Right. But I'm telling you, for the atmosphere, they say Montreal is very good.
Well, that's interesting. Two things I'll say about that. One is college football's atmosphere in the States, they say, kicks the crap out of an NFL game.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're kids, they're loud, they're, you know, they like to drink, they like to have a good time. And all second thing I'll say about that is Saskatchewan has a university section. And I remember going to the games with my dad, and my dad said, we're going nowhere near that section because they absolutely have a blast. And they never sit down, and they're extremely loud, and all the older folk that the season ticket holders pick the other side because they're more traditional, right? So I can totally understand how you can say that Lavelle college crew that go to Montreal would be an absolute party.
Listen, it's been great having you back. We could keep talking sports forever, but we got to save some for next time. And who knows, maybe the next time you come back, maybe we'll have a more clear understanding with the CFL, because to me, I love the product.
You bet.
I don't care who's on, I watch.
You bet. I hope when I come back that we have a lot more clarity on the CFL, but also when I come back, we'll be talking about the start of our season.
And, of course, all the different activities that surround that. But as it looks of now, September the 9th will be the official kickoff.
You bet, Hardy. And thanks again for having me. It's been great to get here in the studio and chat with you.
Ryan Karkachuk, the head coach of the Creighton Kodiaks. And we know you'll be back.
Definitely. Look forward to it.